Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church. We're grateful you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that God would bless His Word as it goes out over this station, KWRE. We're thankful that God has allowed our church to have this broadcast for all these years. It's been a real blessing for us, and I trust that it's been as much a blessing for you. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale, and we have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all these services, and I know that if you're looking for a place where you can worship God God's way, you'll find it at the Independence Baptist Church. If you're looking for a place where you'll receive a warm welcome from the people of God, you'll find it at the Independence Baptist Church. We also invite you to the church's website. That's www.independencebaptist.org. That's all one word. www.independencebaptist.org. There's much information there concerning the things that we preach and practice at the Independence Baptist Church. We invite your inquiries into the things that I bring here over this radio station or any other question that you might have. My contact information is on the church's website. The past few Sunday mornings, we've been preaching concerning the Holy Bible, the King James Bible, the Word of God. I've really enjoyed this study, and I trust that it's been a blessing to you as well. We've tried to bring that the Word of God is written by men inspired of God to write. We've tried to show you that the Word of God is a perfect treasure of heavenly instruction. And very frankly, if you do not have knowledge of the Word of God, you do not really have eternal knowledge. So we want to impress upon you to study the Word of God, to learn the Word of God, to do what the Word of God says. We have tried to show you that the Bible has God for its author and salvation for its end. We furthermore tried to show that the Bible has no error in it at all, that it is absolutely perfect and pure and whole the way it is, and men do not need to change the Word of God. We've tried to show that the King James Bible is the only Bible today that has the proper foundation. All the other Bibles that are being produced today in this world have a wrong foundation. This morning, I'd like to think on this subject concerning the Bible, that the Bible reveals the principles by which God will judge us. Notice in the book of John, chapter 12, and verse 48, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The words that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." God has done a great thing for us in giving to us His Word. It's like God has given us the test before we get to the test. When I was in school, I always liked to have a teacher that would tell me what was on the test. I had a teacher one time that would give the same test every year, just change the answers. I know that sounds kind of strange, but that's the way that it was. God is not that way. God has given us the test answers. That's in the Bible. Notice again, John chapter 12 and verse 48. "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him." Now notice what the Bible said here. "The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." You see, the very same Lord that men reject and refuse to receive will judge them in the end. Every person will be judged according to God's own holy word. I know that some folks will say, "Well, I thought Jesus was the judge." Well, that's true. Jesus is the Word, according to John chapter 1. Notice in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 through 4, Paul writes this, "But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self, for I know nothing of myself. Yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord." You see, the only thing that really counts is God and His judgment for us. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and He will be present at the judgment as well as we being there standing before God. The only thing that really counts, however, is not what men say about me or what men think about me or peer pressure or praise or rebuke of men. The thing that really matters is what God says about me. And God has given to me in His Word how He will judge me in that day. The Bible will remain unto the end of the world, and the Bible is the true center of all Christian union. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 16 states this emphatically. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. In other words, let us do what the Bible says, and let us not be overly concerned or anxious about the opinions of men, because in the end result, the opinions of men will also be judged by the Word of God. You see, we need to get our eyes fixed on one simple, singular thing, and that is that Jesus is our judge, and that Jesus will judge us with the Word of God. Here in the book of Philippians chapter 3 and verse 16, Paul here admonishes the church at Philippi to walk by the same rule, that is, to do what God says. Paul is telling this local church at Philippi that if they are to have fellowship or cooperate together, everybody must do the same thing. We must mind the same rules. We must mind the same things. This is why Baptists cannot unionize or join in these ecumenical movements with others. Only those who are willing to walk by the same rule and mind the same things can fellowship together. And we at Independence Baptist Church go by the Word of God and only by the Word of God. We must agree upon what the Word of God teaches in order to have Christian union with one another. We can't have limited fellowship with others. We can fellowship with all saved people as long as they know Jesus saved them. We can have that kind of fellowship. We can fellowship with others as far as our agreement goes. But when the agreement stops, then our fellowship must also stop. But we must adhere only to the Word of God. You see, the Bible is the supreme standard by which all human conduct, all creeds, and all opinions will be tried. Notice what the Bible states in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1. The Bible says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." Listen, folks, the Bible teaches us that we ought to try, that we ought to test the spirits to see whether they are of God or not. Everybody that says they're of God may not be of God. There are many false prophets that are gone out into this world who claim that God has sent them into the world. How are we supposed to try these spirits? By the Word of God. Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 20 states this, "To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." God's word is going to judge us. Jesus is our judge. But notice that God will judge every prophet, true or false. The prophets that are false will fall to the ground. Those that are true will remain because they are established by the Word of God. We ought to try things by the Word of God and just not believe every false prophet that goes out into the world. There are some people that go out and they preach error because they want you to follow them. But you need to follow what the Word of God says. You need to be very careful in doing only what God says. And He reveals that to us in His Word. Each one of us are going to give an account of ourselves to God, how we have conducted ourselves in this world, and whether we've been true to God or not. It makes no difference what all the peer pressure is. It makes no difference what men may say or think about us. What really counts is what God's Word says, because in the end, when this world is destroyed, when we are in heaven with the Lord, and when the lost are in hell eternally, what really will count are those things that are done for God. Notice, in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 21, Paul says this, "Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good." Listen, this is our daily responsibility to prove all things according to the Word of God. This is the way we test whether things are right or whether they're wrong, is by the Word of God. Notice in the book of Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, the Bible states, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the Word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so." Here the Bible talks about the folks in Thessalonica. And these were good folks. They heard the preaching of Paul. They heard the preaching of the Word of God. And you know what they did? The Bible says that they received the Word with all readiness of mind. That's the way you and I should receive the preaching of the Word of God, with readiness of mind to accept it. But they did not stop there. They did something else. The Bible said in Acts 17 verse 11, that they searched the Scriptures daily whether these things were so. I want you to understand that if Paul preached the Word of God, these people received it because they could read it in their own Bibles and know that it was so. They did not receive Paul's preaching simply because he was Paul, but they received the preaching of Paul because it was confirmed by the Word of God. And that's what you ought to do. That's what I ought to do. Why? Because I'm going to be judged by Jesus. I'm going to be judged by the Word of God. Notice in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 6, "We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." You remember before we read there in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1, where the Bible says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." Listen, we can know whether a person is of God or not according to how they hear the Word of God. Notice in the book of Jude, there are many false prophets that are gone out into this world. Do not believe every false prophet. Do not believe every person that says they are of God, but check them out according to the Word of God. Listen to Jude, verse 3 through 5. "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." Now listen in verse 4. "For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and their Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not." Listen, we need to beware of deceivers that are gone out saying that they are of God. We need to know that we have a warning from God that even though God saved the Israelites out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. You and I need to be careful that we take with us the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, Ephesians 6 and verse 7. We need to do as Psalms 119 verse 59 states, "I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies." You and I need to consider our ways. We need to consider what we're doing. We need to consider how we act, how we think, what we base our truth upon. And we need to turn our feet unto the Word of God. Remember this, that if those people reject Jesus, they'll also reject the words of Jesus. And those words will judge. John 12, verse 48 says, "He that rejected me, received not my words, hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." Always know this, that the Word of God is sure. The Word of God is our judge. God has given us the test before we get there. We need to stand true to God and judge wickedness and unrighteousness and even ourselves by the Word of God. We want to take this opportunity again to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. In the meantime, we'll be praying for you and invite you to listen again next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, to another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.